views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your soul path.
Wow, you sound really happy today.
I am happy today.
That is cool. Each and every Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted people on the planet helping you to turn your obstacles into opulence. But I'm in a really good mood, too.
Well, we're all getting ready for the holiday, for Christmas,
right.
New Year. We got little kids, so they're excited. Well, at least the four-year-old who knows what's going on is excited. And Braden, you could probably give him a box wrapped in some ribbon and some lights to play with, and he would be okay, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we got a really great show for you guys today. But before we get into it, we want to take a minute to send our love, prayers, and blessings to the people affected by the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy. Still a lot of questions, a lot of answers that needed to be found. But please note that this whole country is with you in healing and mourning. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there before we got into our show.
Yeah, there's really kind of a lot going on. Like I said, you know, Christmas is next week. And then, you know, the new year, can you believe, it's going to be January 1st, 2013. And yes, we will have January 1st, 2013, everybody. but what's really on everyone's mind is, you know, December 21st of 2012, which really is, for me, known as the Mayan rebirth.
That's right. I've been saying the Mayan rebirth calendar since earlier this year because I don't believe in a doomsday anything. I believe in change, but I don't believe in a doomsday. So I've been putting out that because there's a spiritual shift that's happening. And probably one of the biggest things people want to be aware of as we move forward is to keep pace with the energetic changes around you.
Absolutely. You know, Sean, what are you going to do to celebrate on Friday? Celebrate the rebirth. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to embrace ascending and abundance that's coming our way. I'm going to embrace us all loving each other that much more because love is energy. And we're all energy. So what does that make us? Love.
Right.
Boom.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to finish my shopping.
well, I'm going to be with you doing that.
Shopping.
I'm talking,
but
what are you going to do?
I do feel like it's a window of opportunity. I will say that. I want to be trite, but I feel like it's a window of opportunity for us to move into that next phase. It's almost like a portal of opportunity, and it's really what you make it. So,
well, people should be excited for the new beginning coming up. And our guest today on our show kind of is here to kind of help you with that. So today we have from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Chris Saucer, and she'll be talking about her recently released book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I send you warm blessings from here in Mexico.
Oh, thank you so much.
She said warm because she knows we're in Colorado. Thank you.
Chris, can you go ahead and let's start with, tell us or share with us about your background.
Okay. I've been in Vallarta over 30 years. I came down here for a travel job, and I was a destination manager for a travel wholesaler for 20 years and have been doing some other things since then. Over all those years, I've been studying spirituality, New Age metaphysics, whatever you want to name it. Read hundreds of books, took workshops on many, many topics, went to sacred sites all over the planet. And it's interesting, in looking for the answer, you know, what is life about? The interesting thing was, no matter where I looked, and many, many different places, it all was the same. Love. Love is the answer. Love is light. Love is energy. It connects us all. We are love. And that's what it's all about, and that's what matters.
I wanted to ask you, in your book, you talk about that. Is it Lucite keychain?
Yes.
Your keychain. Tell everybody about that. Tell everybody about that.
When I was probably around, 10 or 11, my mother gave me a little Lucite keychain that had a flower on one side and the other side. It said, God is love. I went to Catholic school, parochial school, and they taught us many things, but they never said to us, God is love. It just was different. And so in all the times that I, traveled and studied and read, and then finally came up with love is the answer, I said, I've traveled all over the world. I've done so many things, and I had it all along in my little Lucite keychain, God is love, and that's what it's about.
Isn't it funny how it is when you don't overthink it or don't overcomplicate it?
Mm-hmm.
The simplest thing is the strongest thing and the best thing it turns out to be, seems like. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what prompted you to write this book?
My guides. I had all this information, and I was caretaker for my mom. Well, my mom lived with me for almost 5 years, but for the last year and a half of her life, I was her caretaker 24/7. She was always in bed, and I administered medicine, everything that goes along with that. And when she died, I was like, well, now what do I do with myself? How do I reinvent myself at this age? And, I no longer worked in the tourism business. And I said, well, I would go to the United States. I'd pick a city, and like once a month I'd go there, and I'd give workshops, to New Age bookstores, something like that. And, I don't hear voices like my sister sometimes, hears voices, things like that. But I get thoughts in my head that I know aren't my thought. And it said, you got to write a book. And I'm a journalism major, and I know how to write, but I don't like to write. So I'm like, I'm not writing a book. I don't like to write. Forget it. I'm not writing a book. And then I thought again, okay, well, I'm going to pick a city. And then the thought came again, you will not reach enough people. Write a book. And then I said, okay, I'll write a book. And I sat down, and I wrote the book in 4.5 months, every day at the computer, including Saturday and Sunday, for 12 hours a day. I was going through my Saturn return astrologically, which is a time period that happens like about two, maybe three times in your life. And one of the best things to do under that is to work, really produce something. And that was it. And it just flowed. And I'm happy with the information. It's 49 short chapters. I wasn't trying to write War and Peace, but I feel that everything I took almost 35 years to learn, the luxury of time is gone. Time is going very quickly. The energy coming into the planet is very, very potent. And we're going through an evolution. We're evolving into a species of a higher frequency with more love and light in our hearts. And so I tried to pass on the information that took me 35 years to gather, and hopefully people can jump in, and not everything will resonate with them, but they can grab something and run with it, and even one thing that they do differently from the book can shift their energy and the lives of those around them. I mean, it's that simple. It's simple, but it's not easy. We need to be focused in the moment, as we've all heard before, and that can be one of the most difficult things, because we have the monkey mind always telling us what to do. Ego doesn't want to be shoved out of the way. So ego is always there. Oh, look at that person. They're looking at you. Funny, they're giving you a dirty look. And this is happening. And why is that girl on the line taking so long? And blah, 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 blah. But you need to be in the moment, connect with your divinity, and basically that's where it all starts.
I'd like to ask you, what does your title mean? How'd you come up with the title?
Well, I was trying to find a good title, so anytime I liked the title, I entered it in Amazon, because Amazon has like almost a million books. So I figured, well, if somebody already had that title, I would find out. All the good titles were the ones I preferred or I wanted were gone. Somebody already had them. And my daughter, who was 16 at the time, said, how about this, Mom? How about Ready or Not, Here It Comes? And at first I was, and then I was like, well, it's true, because If you're into it or not, whether you believe it or not, the energy is coming into the planet. So, here it comes. Ready or not?
Right, ready or not, here it comes. I like it. What about the monkey mind? Can you explain to everyone what the monkey mind is?
Well, the monkey mind is just the ego. As I said, the ego doesn't want to let go. The ego likes to be in charge and boss everybody around, and that's not who we really are. We are divine light beings with souls. I mean, we all know that. Everybody knows there's a place inside of themselves that's beautiful and incredible, and maybe it only comes out when they go to church or where they pray or meditate or where they have a really profound experience with their family or something like that. But that tends to get pushed way down inside of us by fearful news broadcasts and texting and the internet and video games and every other thing that you can imagine pushes it down, down, down. But we need to bring that out and set the monkey mind aside that likes to be bossy and say, no, I like the status quo. I don't want things to change, because the monkey mind knows it'll be set aside, because we are truly divinity and light, and we need to bring that out in our lives and live it on a daily basis. And complaining, for instance, people complain and they probably don't even know they're complaining. But if they really listen to themselves, they probably complain almost 24 hours a day. So in my book, I say, here's a challenge. I dare you, I double dare you to not complain for 24 hours. Just try it. Anytime you're on the verge of complaining, when you're in a long line at the grocery store or at the gas station or somebody cuts you off in traffic, just transmute that. Just let it go and keep in a positive state of mind. And you'll be surprised how much better you feel in 24 hours. And you're not going to change overnight, but the more and the more that you do something like that, it kind of becomes like your computer, your default system. That's the way it'll be.
It's like training yourself to not, I agree with you. You kind of repeat yourself, and sometimes you don't even hear yourself talk. And it's
exactly.
Like retraining yourself on your thoughts, words, and actions.
Right. Like they say, listen is also the same letters of silent,
mm-hmm.
Just, maintain your silence and listen and just stream your energy out. Just, remember that you're love and light. Like, I don't know if you remember, it's such an old movie, Cocoon, that was directed by Ron
Howard. It's not that old, Chris.
The old,
I just saw that movie for the very first time.
The old people, when the alien pods came down and they found him in the ocean and put him in the swimming pool, and the old people were diving in that pool and all of a sudden started youthening. They became younger and they weren't going to die because they became so healthy. When they went on the boat and the aliens unzipped their bodies, their physical body, and they were this incredible light being. That's who we really are. One of the interesting things is that our DNA glows.
Chris,
it is light.
Chris, we're going to need to take a break. I apologize.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, we'll pick this up when we come back. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soulpath Insights Radio with Sean and Jen. And stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transform your life.
Yay, we're back. With a nice groove, you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. Our guest today is Chris Saucer discussing her book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes. Now, before our break, we were discussing your background, how you got to Mexico, and what prompted you to write the book. In the book, you mentioned photons. Can you tell us what they are and why should I care?
Yeah, a photon is a subatomic particle of electromagnetic energy, of light. Subatomic particle of light, and they come from the sun. And they're always around, they're always coming to the planet. But when there's a solar flare, a solar storm, a tremendous amount of photon energy is released. And if it's coming in the direction of the planet, they'll let us know. You can go to a website called spaceweather.com, and they'll tell you. There's time periods when there aren't solar flares or not many, but lately they've been weekly, if not daily, a tremendous amount of energy has been coming into the planet. And although you cannot see it, you cannot feel it, it affects you because we are electromagnetic beings, so it affects our brains, it affects our nervous systems, and it affects us on a cellular level, and it is part of the change. It's just part of everything that's happening. It helps us to release the past, to cleanse our energy systems, our chakras, and release gunk from past lives or anything from this life, to release that, and also to bring more light into our cellular structure and into our body. And Albert Einstein was one of the first people who recognized that that energy affected us in a physical manner, although you very rarely hear about it. So the gift in knowing that it's coming and that it's impacting us, because it's neither, it's just energy, it's neither positive or negative. But if you know it's coming or it's here, you can work with it. You can be proactive instead of reactive. I know recently, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like I'm sleeping with my finger in the electric socket. I am just buzzing with energy, and I know it has to do with the photon energy coming into the planet. So if you realize that energy is coming in, it might explain your anxiety, your insomnia, different things like that. And you can also use it and pray. You know, if you pray, if you meditate, whatever, you can make that a part of it, because it enhances, it magnetizes, it magnifies. So it's nice to know it's there and to work with it. And I really believe the photon energy, it's been coming into the planet for quite a while, was one of the things that created the Arab Spring, with the change in government in Tunisia and Libya, Egypt, what's the ongoing problems that are in Syria. It wakes people up. And they don't say, oh, photon energy is coming to the planet and waking me up, so I'm going to have a revolution. No, but it stirs something within them that says, I don't like what's going on. I don't like the status quo, and I am going to change. And it can be on a level of changing whole governments. It was the people who were protesting against Wall Street, but it can also be just in your own life, just saying, no, I don't like this situation. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change myself. I'm whatever it is. So when you know it's there, it's easier to work. And then you can kind of see in the news different things going on, because I feel a lot of things in the news have been given a push by the photon energy.
I had a quick question.
Sure.
So are photons directly affected by sunspots?
Well, when there's a flare, that's, you know, they're sending out the photon energy.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I just want to...
When you have a coronal mass ejection, a big solar flare. Now, some solar flares don't come in the direction of the planet, but if it's coming in the direction of the planet, they can actually knock out electricity of the planet. I mean, it affects satellites and that, depending on how strong they are. And they feel that the energy is going to be incremental in 2013, that there's going to be in more and more of that. And I believe it's just part of our evolution. It's just helping give us a little push. Okay, come on, let's go. We gotta change, guys.
How do the photons, do they have anything to do with December 21st, and will they continue well after, and will we see more and more?
Yeah,
I know you said daily and weekly occurrences, but will that continue through 2013? And really,
yeah,
what's happening?
As far as I've read, I mean, you can read a lot about it on the NASA website and all kinds of other places. It looks like it's going to continue, and maybe even be there'll be more solar flare activity in 2013. And it just adds more to the pot. You know, we had recent eclipses, and we had the 12-12 portal of energy. It was like a door opening, saying, okay, this energy is coming in, and it's preparing us for 12-21. And 12-21 is a reset of energy on the planet, something that's called, I live right next to the airport, something that's called the precession of the equinoxes. It's a cycle that happens every 25,920 years. So that's what's happening on December 21st. We're getting a reset, and it's really a leap in evolution, and where the planet will be in alignment with the core, the heart of our galaxy. And so our galaxy, everything I've read, I continue to do a tremendous amount of research and reading, channeled information, people that are thinkers, of what's going on. And there's a tremendous amount of light and love and energy flowing from the heart of the galaxy. And so we're going to be in alignment on the 21st. So I think that the energy will be even more powerful. Now, as far as everybody has always been afraid of, you know, cataclysms and things like that, the thing is that when I first started, you know, reading and studying the spirituality and getting into it all, there weren't that many people into it. You know, you'd find a few New Age bookstores or books or magazines. And today there's millions of people all around the planet that have turned to the light, that are embracing it, that are embracing the love and light in their soul. And I like to listen to teleseminars. I listened when my mom was, you know, bedridden and I couldn't get out. I would listen to a lot of things on the internet or by phone. And there's people, you know, listening or on the line from South Africa and from Turkey and from Australia and everywhere you can imagine. So there's this tremendous energy. And if you take a cannonball and throw it in the water, you get a tremendous splash because it's so big and heavy. But if you take one of those little, like, Nerf balls that the kids play with, like that little sponge, and throw it in the water, you get a little splash. Well, there's so many people on the planet turned to the light and raising their frequency and vibration. When it's very light, everything can be, the density isn't there to need cataclysms to move heaven and earth, because everything is much, much lighter. And okay. I believe that's, you know, what's happening. So many people have turned to the light in their own way, through religion or through spirituality, whatever you want to call it. They have recognized their divinity. They're shining their light and love to the world, meditating, so praying, feeling as one, unity consciousness. That's pretty much what we're going through right now. And with that, the frequency, the vibration is very high and very light. And so we don't need any, you know, cataclysms and density and heavy things. Part of the meditation that I do on a daily basis is I bring in the light and love coming from the heart of the galaxy, and I ground it within my body, and I send it down to the molten center of the earth, that it gently loves and heals the planet, and that it gently relieves pressure and negativity, because Gaia, our planet, is also going through this transformation and this change, and she does need to have earthquakes and things to release pressure and balance things out.
Right.
And but by asking that it be done gently and with ease and grace, and I send the energy into the volcanic system around the planet and into the fault system around the planet, that there's releases, small earthquakes, things that just are a little, you know, bump and release energy and balance things out, and so we don't have to have anything that causes a lot of damage.
Wow. When we come back, Chris, we're going to go ahead and take another break. We really want to talk about how, or have you share your opinion on how our thoughts create reality and a good way to keep your vibration up and that kind of thing. So this is the Sean and Jen Show, and you're listening to Sean and Jen. When we come back, we will talk more about the book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes, with our guest, Chris Saucer. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? And not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show with our guest, Chris Saucer, discussing her new book, Ready or Not, Here It Comes. Chris, for our listeners, please share your contact information and how the audience can buy your book.
On Amazon, on Kindle, and on Smashwords, if you need some kind of an app or Nook or things like that, Smashwords will take care of that. You can contact me at planetarytransformation@gmail.com. That's my email. And right now, I'm gifting for someone on the line an energy reading. It starts out with your natal chart, your astrology, just to give a basis of where your energy is now, and then goes into many other things. And I normally charge $85 for that service. I call you, and it's an hour call. And for the person, beyond the person that's gifted, if somebody would like it, it's $40. Or if you'd like to gift it to somebody, I can send them a gift certificate. So that's available as well.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you. So before the break, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the solar flares, December 21st. And now I want to ask you, Chris, about how our thoughts create reality. In your opinion, tell everybody how that works.
Well, our thoughts create reality because everything is energy. And our thoughts are energy. And before things are manifested in the three-dimensional world, the matrix that we're in, they begin as a thought. So we must be impeccable with what we think, because they always say, be careful what you wish for, because you might get it. Because, so So that's what it, where it starts. Our thoughts create reality, and in using our thoughts as energy to create a new planet, we always need to view things in more positive. Instead of wanting to stop hunger, we need to visualize that there's plenty food for everybody. Instead of saying that there's no more war, we have to concentrate on there is peace, to see Syria in peace, to see the president stepping down in Syria and the people rejoicing and peace coming to their torn country. So your thoughts are very powerful. They're energy, and you must be impeccable in what you think about and holding that vibration. You said that a caller had a concern about, you know, fear in December 21st. One of the things about fear is fear shuts down our chakras. We Right. cannot manifest, we cannot create when our chakras are shut down, and that's what fear does. I have a chapter on fear in my book, and basically, anything you're afraid of very rarely really happens if you think about it. My mother always used to be afraid of everything under the sun, and I felt sad for her because I said, Mom, life isn't a tragedy waiting to happen. But sometimes something sticks inside of you and you just can't get rid of it. Well, I have a meditation at the end of my fear chapter, which is the violet flame of Saint Germain and transmuting that energy and just getting rid of it, just transmuting it to a higher power. Now, as far as December 21st goes, the energy is going to remain the same, but the most important thing is that we have a clear intent of the love in our hearts, connected with the love streaming from the heart of our galaxy. Each and every one of us matters. Together, we're a force of crystalline light embracing the Earth. So, no fear. Let go of the fear. If it means don't hang out with negative people, or if it means turning off the news or not reading, you know, not going on the internet and reading all the news reports and things, whatever it takes to keep you away from fear and to know that your thoughts create reality. You are a very powerful force of love, light, and divinity, and to start working with that, because the energy coming in is going to... Once we go into what they call the fifth dimension, it's going to be the veil is drawn back, and it's not going to happen from one day to another. But you'll start getting maybe little flashes of intuition, and little by little, things will be getting better. You'll see things getting better in economy, in politics, in many, many things. People are letting go of the past. They're moving into the future. And as long as we can keep away from the fear, use our thoughts to create a positive reality that will create abundance for everybody on the planet so they have clean water, food to eat, and education. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Okay, I got a question. Can you explain to a listener who may not know by definition, what is vibration, and what's a good way to keep your vibration up?
Okay, well, energy, everything is energy, and energy vibrates. It either vibrates very, very slowly, and you got like a hard wooden table, or it vibrates incredibly fast, like the speed of light. So we have our own vibration as well. And somebody who, maybe does drugs or, gambles or something like that, might have a lower vibration than somebody who taps into their divinity and works with breath work, meditation, prayer, things like that. You can create faster and better with a high vibration. But in order to do that, you need to be happy and grateful. Those are the two top things.
Gratitude.
Yeah, grateful for everything. And unless you're living under a bridge somewhere, you have got something to be grateful for. And now, and happy, you have to be happy. Now, people might be out there saying, hey, what do you mean happy? They're foreclosing on my home. My sister-in-law was just diagnosed with breast cancer. It's not easy. It's, once again, a very simple concept, but it's not easy. So that's why you have to find your own bag of tricks, things that will... It's easy to be grateful. set your watch. Have your watch go off every hour on the hour, and every time you hear that, be grateful for something in your life. The electricity flowing in, the people who create the electricity. Look at all the people on the East Coast who didn't have electricity for weeks. I mean, you know, we can be so grateful for the lights on the Christmas tree, for everything. So, you know, if you need to do it every hour on the hour, or when the phone rings, or when you stop at a stoplight, be grateful. And the happy part, sure, you can be happy if you've got everything going great in your life. If not, find your bag of tricks. My, you know, I have my challenges as well as anybody else, but I like to sing, and I like to sing loud. So I sing loud in the house, and I know my animals, my cats and dogs, look at me and say, oh, the lady is singing again. Oh, this is not so good. And or I blast a really, you know, some song that I just love so much from ages ago. I've been blasting Guess Who in my car. Look at how old that is. And I sing with it. Whatever you can, if it's a book of poetry, if it's a memory from some time in your life, a family memory, a photo, whatever it is that will make you happy, that can bring your vibration up, you got to work at it. You got to work at it and get your bag of tricks. But the more and more that you work at it, and the more fun you'll have with it. When I go out into grocery stores and that, I look people right in the eye, and I'm sending them love and light and energy, and you get such incredible responses. You know, they'll do, and miracles happen. They'll, you know, grouchy people will do wonderful things for you, and you feel really connected with people. So that's part of how you can do it.
Chris, for our listeners, tell us what the clean machine is.
Clean machine. Need to keep your body as clean as possible, because it will be easier for your body to work with the energy that's coming in and cleanse and energize yourself on a cellular level. If you're at a very high vibrational level, you're happy all the time and grateful all the time, a lot of toxins and things will not affect your body. They will go right through it. Your immune system will be very strong. But if you go into fear, if you go into worry, if you have a lot of other things going on in your life, the immune system won't be working as good. And that's where you have to be super careful of toxins coming into your body, like body burden. Body burden is the amount of chemicals a person has. Anderson Cooper on CNN had a body burden test. He had over 100 chemicals in his body. Now, you can't go out and have that test done because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars, like hundreds of dollars per chemical to treat. But you would be amazed to know all the chemicals that are in your body. So look at the labels on the stuff you buy. Don't buy any of that aspartame. That is toxic. It's a neurotoxin. It creates damage to your nervous system, damage to your brain. I would rather be fat than dead. Forget the diet sodas. Anything that says diet or without sugar, you know that they have the fake sugar in there that really even shouldn't. It's a whole long story how it was finally approved by the FDA and really shouldn't have been. So you stay away from things like that. And you might say, well, geez, I don't have time in the store. I don't want to read the labels. But the certain things that you buy all the time, once you know the ones, because there's products that are pretty natural. They don't have many additives and things. Or you go to Trader Joe's if you have one in your city, or Whole Foods. But just look at the labels. And as long as it doesn't have any artificial and weird-sounding chemicals, then you'll know, oh, that's the one I use. And it'll become very easy. Fluoride is so, so toxic. And in the 40s.
Chris, let's talk about fluoride when we come back.
Okay.
So before we take a break, we want to give out our contact information to our listeners. Sean and Jen can be reached at www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
My friend, you could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me.
Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen, and Jen's over there giggling. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted on our office line at 303-872-3719 or our Facebook page at Soul Path Insights. We also have a website online, www.soulpathinsights.com. In our recap, we'll do a quick recap. We just discussed what is a clean machine and what's the best way to take care of it. We discussed why fluoride is bad.
No, we didn't discuss that. She was going to discuss that.
Oh, she's going to discuss that. Sorry. And we discussed vibration and what's a good way to keep your vibration up. So, but before we get into that, we have some events to share.
So, Sean and I, this is our last live show until the beginning of, until January 8th, because the next week's Christmas and the following week's New Year's. But on December 26th, Sean and I will be filling in for the Dr. Pat Show on bbsradio.com, so stay tuned for that. And we'll be sharing how to receive and use abundance and prosperity in 2010 with our special guest, Reverend Terry Lund from the Unity of Las Cruces.
I cannot freaking wait for that, man. I am geeked.
And also be sure to to consider December 11th Productions for all your radio, film, and video needs. You can go to 1211productions.com, and Sean and I will be changing it up for 2013 and doing some different things, speaking events and some different things throughout hopefully the U.S., or at least the western part of the U.S. in 2013. So stay tuned.
We're coming. Get ready.
We're coming. Get ready.
We are coming. That's right. Which leads us to one of my favorite parts of the show. Everybody who listens to the show regularly knows that I love this, and this is our tip of the week. So here we go. Let's get into it. Love is misunderstood to be an emotion. Actually, it is a state of awareness, a way of being in the world, a way of seeing oneself and others. And that's from Dr. David R. Hawkins, author, speaker, and researcher.
Nice. I like that. Chris, can you go ahead and real quick tell us about the fluoride and how it affects the body?
Sure. Fluoride is in, I think, the water supply in possibly the entire United States. It damages the nervous system. It causes hypothyroidism by depleting iodine in the body. It causes kidney disease, immune deficiency, and it weakens the bones. There was a fluoride spill in Rock Island, Illinois, a couple of years ago. It burned a hole in the cement, and the people that went in to clean it up had to have hazmat gear. Does that sound like something you want to rub on your teeth every day? You know, Europe has taken fluoride out of their water system decades ago. And they're also now, a researcher has also connected, one of the places, your pineal gland, the little tiny gland that's like your third eye in the back of your eyes,
yes,
is super important to connect us with our higher self, with other dimensions. And fluoride, one of the places in the body, or the main place in the body where it lodges, is in your pineal gland. So it shuts that down. And researchers are finding it has a connection to Alzheimer's disease. So very possibly by having the water supply in the entire United States with fluoride and millions of people going into Alzheimer's, my dad had Alzheimer's when he died, very possibly is connected to the fluoride.
So what can you do to not get fluoride in your system? Just drink filtered water? Is that the best way?
Yeah, drink filtered water. You have to buy toothpaste. All the toothpaste pretty much from the big companies has fluoride, so you have to get Tom's of Maine or, you know, look for products that don't have the fluoride in the toothpaste.
Okay.
I think I remember when I was a kid, if we ran out of toothpaste when I was in elementary school, I think I brushed my teeth with baking soda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
a better way to do it.
Don't let the dentist squirt it all over your teeth when you go in there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do a fluoridation. Say, no, thank you.
All right, Chris, share with us your heart affirmation out of your book for
okay.
our listeners.
Well, the heart has its own nervous system. Its electrical field is 60 times stronger than the brain's, and its magnetic field is 5,000 times stronger than the brain's. And our heart, our organ, the heart organ, has an electromagnetic field of 8 feet around us. So when we're in groups, our heart energy is tapping into other people's heart energy. It's so important to know that and to tap in it. You should also connect it with your pineal gland because that connects us to other dimensions, and the heart grounds us to this dimension. So when we work with both of them, we'll be flowing unconditional love and divinity from our energy field, and it affects the planet and those around us. So take a moment to honor your heart. Close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, and take a really deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And again, another deep breath in and let it out. And one more time. Now imagine the soft pink light of unconditional love streaming from the heart of the galaxy, entering your body from your crown chakra at the very top of your head. It descends around and bathes your heart. Merging with the pink light is gold and white divine light. And as you're breathing in the light, send it up and around your pineal gland, your third eye, and back down to your heart in a figure eight, which is a symbol of infinity. Now you flow the energy back and forth And you can do this on your own, on a daily basis, whenever you want. Flow the energy as long as you're comfortable, bathing both your heart and your pineal gland. Feel the connection between them and the energy spreading throughout your body. Imagine how powerful it is to have an energy field pulsing with love and divine light as you walk through your world and your daily tasks. And so it is.
Wow, that was beautiful. I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that. Wow, that's a
Thank
really...
Thank you, Chris. That was wonderful.
That is a beautiful way to end our segment. Thank you, Chris, for being on our show. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you for the opportunity. I send a lot of love and light to everybody who's on right now or who listens to it in the future, and many blessings and opportunities for the new year. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Well, that brings today's segment to a close. We want to thank Chris Saucer for being our guest, and we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Shauna Jen Show. We had a great time as usual, and we want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa, as well as a Happy, Happy New Year. Please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Over the next 2 weeks on the Shauna Jen Show, we'll be replaying the first two shows in the Channeling Eric series. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here for the third segment of the Channeling Eric series, January 8th, 2013. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
You've been listening to the Shauna Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.